Gaia DR3 in 6D, The Search for Fast Hypervelocity Stars and Constraints on the Galactic Center Environment, by Tommaso Marchetti et al. The third data release, DR3, of the European Space Agency satellite Gaia provides coordinates, parallaxes, proper motions, and radial velocities for a sample of approximately 34 million stars. We use the combined six-dimensional phase space information to search for hypervelocity stars, HVSs, unbound stars accelerated by dynamical processes happening in the galactic center. By looking at the kinematics of Gaia DR3 stars in galactocentric coordinates and by integrating their orbits in the galactic potential, we do not identify any HVS candidates with a velocity higher than 700 km s1 and robustly observed kinematics. Assuming a scenario wherein the interaction between a stellar binary and the massive black hole SGRA*** is responsible for HVS ejections from the galactic center, we derive degenerate limits on the ejection rate of HVSs and the slope of the initial mass function of the primary star among binaries in the galactic center. Our results indicate that the HVS ejection rate is less than or equal to 8×10⁻⁵ year 1 assuming a Salpeter mass function, and this upper limit becomes progressively smaller for an increasingly top-heavy mass distribution. A fiducial HVS ejection rate of 10⁻⁴ year 1 prefers a mass function slope is less than or equal to −2.35, disfavoring previously claimed top-heavy initial mass functions among stars in the galactic center. This was Gaia DR3 in 6D, The Search for Fast Hypervelocity Stars and Constraints on the Galactic Center Environment, by Tommaso Marchetti et al.